Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives so we can improve our relationships with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Azim, which means the most magnificent. When we think of the word magnificent, we know that it means something that is elevated, something that is exalted. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Azim, the most magnificent, the one who is most elevated, most exalted. But it's interesting that when we often first get married or when we first have a child, our response internally upon laying eyes on our spouse on that wedding day or upon laying eyes on our child when our child is first born is that this is the most magnificent being in our life. And it's common that in those first few moments, our eyes process, you know, that those split seconds of seeing our spouse on the wedding day, seeing the infant child when our child is first born, and thinking, this is it. This is the greatest human being in my life. And this is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to truly feel this kind of a connection with the spouse in those early moments, because it is the beginning, the foundation of a lifetime together, inshallah, but also with our child in those first few moments where we bond with our child when at first sight we truly feel that this infant is magnificent. Yet we all know, for those of us who have been married for several years, or those of us who have children who have grown older, there are days when we may look at our spouse, or days that we may look at our children, and we may not feel that they are quite as magnificent as we may have thought when we first laid eyes upon them. And this is again part of human nature. You know, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently with the dua, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinak, O changer of the heart, keep my heart steadfast on your faith. Why? Because our hearts are constantly moving up and down. Our hearts are constantly in a state of flux. And that state of flux can sometimes cause us to be very, very close with someone, or feel close with someone, to admire someone, to feel connected with someone, whether that someone is our spouse or our child or someone else even outside of the family. And yet on another day, we may not feel that connection, we may not feel that closeness, we may not feel that admiration for that person. And yet our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we want and desire to be the most stable, to never change, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Azim, the most magnificent. And that is not something that is variable or something that we can feel one day and not another. When we feel this way towards our spouse or towards our child, you know, when our children may be driving us crazy, it's summer vacation, and many of us as parents may be thinking, when is school going to begin? And those are the moments where we may not be thinking our kids are quite so magnificent, or during those arguments that we might have with a spouse, those are the moments that we're not thinking our spouse is quite so magnificent. In those moments, it's important to anchor our hearts back to that connection that we felt on that first day. On the first day that we laid eyes on our spouse, on that wedding day, on the first day that we laid eyes on our infant child in our arms when the child is born, on the first day that we felt that connection. Because to go back to that place of feeling that there is some sort of magnificence in our relationship is the most beautiful bond that we can have with our spouse, with our child. And of course, we ask Allah Al-Azim to always anchor our heart in our love for Him and in our recognition of His magnificence. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again the next time we bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.